The following is a statement by His Excellency, Governor of the Virgin Islands, Augustus Jaspert.
People of the Virgin Islands, good day. This is Governor Jaspert for my daily address to you. The Premier and I, along with Ministers of Cabinet, remain committed to ensuring that progress continues in the territory's ongoing relief and recovery efforts. This is a long-term rebuilding process, but I assure you that plans are in place and are being implemented. Aid distribution continues, security is being maintained, and we continue to seek assistance from our regional and international partners, some of whom are already on the ground and contributing to our relief and recovery efforts. These individuals are providing engineering, communications, and security expertise, which will be vital in the territory's long-term recovery. I would like to update on 2 points concerning security. Firstly, the prison was damaged by Irma, and hence we are continuing with further transfers of prisoners to free up capacity to enable urgent repairs to be made and conditions to be improved. Secondly, I'm pleased to report that a number of looters have been prosecuted and sentenced, and I'm grateful for the excellent work of the Royal Virgin Islands Police Force. Let me be clear that any person committing crimes will be prosecuted and face the full force of the law. Aid and relief distribution continues throughout the various districts. I will continue my engagements with members of communities across the territory. Today, I am visiting Virgin Gorda to listen to your concerns and hear about progress, as we want to ensure resources are getting to those most in need and that we support individuals and businesses to rebuild better. The Premier and I have agreed that we want to return government operations to normal as quickly as possible and will hold our first Cabinet meeting after Irma tomorrow, which will include overseeing the recovery plans. Finally, many of you may, like me, have noticed the increase in mosquitoes present at the moment. We can all make a difference on this by taking some simple steps, such as covering open water containers, draining puddles of stagnant water, and mesh cistern overflows where possible. The Environmental Health Division has further advice and plans, and I thank you for your assistance. I continue to be incredibly proud of the community spirit of togetherness that I see displayed daily. With all of our collective efforts, we will see the Virgin Islands bounce back even stronger than before. May you continue to be united as we work together to rebuild the Virgin Islands, and may God continue to bless us all in this territory. Thank you.
The proceeding was a statement by His Excellency, Governor of the Virgin Islands, Augustus Jaspert.